Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today we're speaking with Mr. Gal Oran, the co-founder and CEO of Zoomin, a knowledge orchestration company. And Mr. Oran, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Hey, Eric, good to talk to you.
Yes, sir. Great to connect with you and looking forward to hearing all the details on Zoomin as well. So for starters, if you would, what are the assets available to businesses to help engender customer loyalty? Let's start there.
There are obviously quite a few assets that allow this, but I think the most important one is experience. I mean, today, I believe that it's, while in the past it was could have been the best product or features or pricing, I think we're all competing now on experience and the quality of experience. That's what customers are looking for, and when they see it, they're just gonna stay there for a very long time, and they're not gonna leave. By the way, it applies to us also as consumers. I mean, in many ways, we're gonna talk mostly about enterprise and enterprise companies and B2B, but as consumers, that's what also keeps us loyal as consumers. You know, when we're loyal to Netflix, we're loyal to Amazon, we're loyal to Google, to Uber, to anything that respects us and provides us great experience and doesn't make us suffer, that's where we're gonna stay. And so I think the experience and the ability to lead and to control this great experience, that's what's gonna assure loyalty. We see it in our company, and I haven't spoken about what Zoomin does. We may talk about this a little bit in a few minutes, but we give a lot of emphasis to the end user experience, and we do it, by the way, mostly by delivering great experience around how people consume product information, manuals, guides, training materials, knowledge articles. And what we hear from our customers is that, and we see also numbers, that's what they care about. That's what's going to make them not churn. That's what's going to make them buy more. That's what's going to make them recommend their company to their friends and to other people. So the answer is, to me, it's all about experience, and that's what's going to keep loyalty.
Certainly a great response to kick things off here today, and anyone can tap into the subject of customer experiences and customer loyalty for sure. Now, Zoomin is built on enabling businesses to utilize one of their most boring assets, if you will. Why did you choose to focus on something that was so unsexy?
Yeah. So it's a good question. I'm very proud that we're dealing with a very boring asset of technical content, you know, manuals, guides, training materials, not necessarily the sexiest thing. But for us, boring is the new sexy, really. That's and that's what I like, by the way. I think that when you deal with stuff that is, like, as we call it, boring, that's where there is always less innovation. That's where there is always less competition. That's why it's usually widely taken for granted, but it's just ignored. But the fact is that what most of our life is around boring things, you know, what we do at home and in the office. We always deal with that stuff that we just have to do it. And that's why a lot of the interesting companies in the world are actually dealing with that. So we deal with technical content, which to me is the sexiest thing in life, by the way. But if you look at a lot of other companies are dealing with same stuff that was completely ignored, but there is so much you can get out of it. I didn't take it as an offense that you called us a boring, but I'm very proud of this. I'm very, very proud of dealing with this boring stuff and make it the sexiest thing and really ripping the most out of it, of that world.
And I'm sure you're making a difference, no doubt about that. Now, what is the most empowering thing an enterprise can do for its customers? What's your thought on that?
So, I think it's the bottom line today. Customers don't want to talk to anyone. So basically, to me, the most empowering thing we can do for our customers is just to enable them to instinctively just self-serve everything. We see it as a consumers, as I said before. You know, Facebook doesn't have a phone number to call. PayPal doesn't have a phone number to call. Netflix doesn't have a phone number to call if you have any problem. That's what we expect as consumers. But that's what we expect also at work. So we're talking about consumerizing that enterprise experience. We expect the same experience that our customers expect, the same experience that they have today in Netflix or Amazon. They expect this at work. So just like at home, they can almost self-serve everything. iPhone, Netflix, Amazon, Spotify, all self-serve everything. Customers expect the exact same experience at work when they're using enterprise products. So it needs to be personalized. It needs to be proactive. It needs to be with great UX. It just needs to be great and thinking about those end users. Specifically in our world, in the world of how to deliver product information or technical content, I would say customers are kind of ignored. I mean, and the experience that we saw, and that's why we decided to build this company, the gap between what end users are seeing today consuming product information with enterprises and the gap between this and then going home and watching a movie in Netflix is so big. And then this is the gap that we're closing. And I think a lot of it is around enabling them to just live their life and do what they want to do, deal with their own problem without needing to talk to anyone and suffering.
Certainly do appreciate your feedback on that. I'm sure the listeners appreciate that as well. Today we're speaking with Gal Aron, the co-founder and CEO of Zoomin, a knowledge orchestration company. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Gal, what can companies do to help reduce churn during product onboarding?
Yeah, so I think that the churn is a big issue for a lot of companies, and onboarding definitely has a big impact on churn of employees. And I think that initial experience of you buying a laptop, of you buying a phone, of you buying a software for your company, that initial experience that you have in the onboarding process will dictate a lot of your overall time in the company and your willingness to stay with the product or churn. Okay, and I think that the areas around onboarding is that, first of all, customers don't always really know what they bought. Okay. So the education around the product and just teaching them about what the product is capable of doing, what was built to do, and how it can help them, I think it's crucial. So how do you take all this great product that you bought, but you don't really know how to use it and why you bought it, and how do you take all this and really deliver that information or that knowledge of how to use the product to the greatest potential in the initial phase? That has a huge impact. And then, but it's a never-ending thing because the onboarding starts, but then it continues, and then there is the whole product adoption thing, and the fact that customers in the beginning don't always know how to use the product, it continues when then it's an ongoing thing because they always have issues, they always want to learn more about more features and more functionality, and then they have some problem. So I think that the ability to on an ongoing basis to be to deal with this product adoption, to teach them how to use the product and to make them feel like they're the masters of their domain because they bought something that they know why they bought it and they know perfectly how to use that product. These are two things that will impact a lot the experience during the onboarding process and can prevent churn. And I think the big change that I see, and we're playing a big part of this, is basically the move from being very responsive and people searching for answers, searching for problems, telling that they don't know, because to being much more proactive, okay? Because customers don't always know what they don't know. I mean, they don't always know what to even ask. So the world is going a lot more towards understanding who Eric is, where he is exactly in his adoption process, what would be helpful for him right now, and being very proactive in terms of positive recommendations of, Eric, maybe you should know about this, but also understanding when you're in pain and being very proactive in helping you how to resolve issues that you have, what other people found interesting or relevant to resolve that same issue or that same step that you're in right now. So the world is going a lot more to be a lot more proactive and a lot more personalized towards understanding Eric and the customers and telling them what they need to do before they even know that they need to do it.
Yet another helpful response right there and some good information. Now, looking at the effects of the pandemic, how have B2B customer expectations changed as a result of the pandemic, and how will they continue to evolve looking ahead?
Yeah, so COVID has been a huge period for the world, of course, but mostly in the world of digital transformation, which in my opinion for some companies has exposed them for more of a digital survival, because we're basically seeing the whole digital transformation thing that should have taken a few years, it's been a few months, and suddenly everyone felt very, very vulnerable. Companies felt very vulnerable and felt at a big risk of losing their customers and also losing employees, by the way. So all of the pains of self-service and experience that were always there, suddenly it just became in the magnitude much, much bigger, because suddenly now everyone is at home. And so you cannot ask anyone in the table next to you about a specific issue. And so all of those areas of the need for great experience, the need for self-serve, it just became a lot more important. And another big thing is the use of digital channels. Basically, companies realize that their customers are just all they want to do is use digital channels, communities, searches, searching for stuff within the product, within a website, different web, and enterprises realize that they just basically need to be everywhere and to provide great experience to their customers wherever they are, because they can't really tell where their customers are going to approach the company or the product. So it forced companies to be very, very good in experience, and specifically be very, very good in providing that same experience, which is also unified, but across many, many different digital touch points. The use of digital touch points has increased significantly during COVID, and I think it will stay. It will stay and will keep growing. For us specifically, we realized that our world of product content, which has always been a big thing, companies have always been investing tons of time and tons of money in creating technical content. But during COVID, we realized that the importance of unifying that content, bringing it all into one place and not having customers suffer, and created that great experience wherever customers are, this demand was crucial, because companies were just very, very concerned that they're about to lose their customers. And as I said, if they're losing it, it's usually going to be around a bad experience. I just read, and we just realized an interesting figure, that they say that to compensate for one bad experience the customer had, the customer needs to have 12 great experiences. So that one thing is so hard to compensate, and companies are realizing this today. So, and I think it's always been important. It's much, much, much more important during COVID days, and we continue to grow and to be very, very significant for enterprises.
Mr. Oren, really appreciate your visit. Some great information here to think about and to consider making some changes per the information you've shared here today. Again, really do appreciate it. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word, a tip, or anything else you'd like to add as we conclude today?
Yeah, there's two things that I'll be happy to, that I can think of now. One is in general about how I see where I see our world is going, and some bold prediction of where. And I think that the future of support is I just see that it's moving back office. As I said, customers don't want to talk to anyone. So I see support agents and support people and support engineers less and less speaking to customers, and more solving only the biggest issues, and mostly creating a lot of great experiences so customers don't need to talk to them. So I think the world of, so the ecosystem of support and the split between customer facing and being back office is going to work a lot more towards being back office and just creating great experiences for their customers to self-serve. So that's about more of the ecosystem and the space. And one tip is about, you know, our company and me being an entrepreneur and building a company. And what you see, and you know, COVID just reiterated this, is the fact that I think humility and basically running a company with the notion that you don't really know. I think this is the key today and always been the key to successful companies. Things are changing. Products, ecosystems, the world is different between one company to the other. So I think that humility and understanding that there is no right way of doing things, that every company needs to figure out its own way of doing things, which by definition is going to be different than the previous company you ran or the previous company you've been working for. I think it's crucial at any time, but it's ultra crucial at times where things are so dynamic and unexpected.
Mr. Oren, really do appreciate your visit with us here today on behalf of Zoomin, and I'm sure listeners want to know how they could get more information on Zoomin and how they could be in touch. Where's the best place to do so?
Yeah, you can go to our website, which is zoominsoftware.com, and learn a lot more about what we do and how we change that world of technical content, but mostly by setting really a different standard of how people consume that product information and really consumerizing that world of enterprise experience around product information.
And of course, listeners, we'll leave that link within the show notes of this broadcast. Mr. Oren, all the best. Thanks for what you do and for joining us here today.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye, Eric.
And you take care. Looking forward to another conversation. We've been speaking with Gal Oren, the co-founder and CEO of Zoomin, a knowledge orchestration company. And for further details, visit zoominsoftware.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.